This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
Shortly after the verdict was read this afternoon and people were leaving the courthouse, Larry Woodcock and Kay Woodcock went to the microphone to give a final statement as this trial wraps up, but reminded us there is much more to come. This is the audio. This is Larry Woodcock outside of the courthouse. Larry, the grandfather of J.J. Vallow, one of the children who were murdered by Lori Vallow.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. For one time in my life, I'm kind of lost at words, believe that or not. Look, first of all, I want to thank 18 jurors. I cannot thank them enough. I'm sure everybody has paid attention in court. I'm sure everyone has paid attention in court. I want to personally thank and I want to personally hug every one of those jurors. What they went through, what they saw, is mind-boggling. I hope that nobody ever has to go through this. I hope nobody ever has to see and hear the details of what happened to JJ, to Tylee, and to Tammy. Guys, we got two more trials. Two more.
Three. Charles, Chad, and Brandon.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Charles is in Arizona. Yeah. Brandon's in Arizona.
The next trial is Chad. I look forward to being back in this courthouse again if that happens. I hope everybody is here again. I hope that y'all appreciate so much the court system, how meticulous the prosecution was. I think everybody will agree it was amazing job by all of them. And I want y'all to know, even the defense, I shook their hands. I have said many times, I want a fair, honest, and righteous decision. I think we had 18 jurors that all deserve our appreciation, our love, and they gave an honest, fair, and righteous verdict.
You guys really embraced each other in there at the reading of the verdict. What did you say to each other in that moment?
I love you. What else can you say?
Larry, what was it like walking out, seeing all the law enforcement officers in the hallway? What was it like walking out, seeing all of the law enforcement officers who have spent countless hours in the hallway?
I know. We would be nowhere without them.
You know, as much as I have said up here about the prosecution, the defense, the jurors, Nate, you made an absolute great statement. We have to appreciate, support our law enforcement officials. Those guys sacrificed from their families, from their homes. We will never know the countless hours that they have put in, how much sacrifice they have gone through. And most of all, what they have seen in this case that maybe some people will never unsee. I love them. I appreciate them. There's not one of these guys I wouldn't go in a dark alley with. I cannot thank them enough. Next question.
Hey, Larry, what is your final message to Lori Vallow?
My final message to Lori. Y'all ready? Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Lori, it ended.
We are elated with this. There was some doubt we would get all of them, all guilties, but we did it. The prosecution is amazing. The law enforcement is amazing. They became our family, and we're keeping most of them for the rest of our life as family. Even you news people, we've made great friends with you guys. And
journalists.
Anyway, it's great. Our JJ now, maybe we can get him and put him to rest as well as Tylee, and do right by them. We'll see how that works. But anyway, we're so grateful, and we thank all of y'all for your support. And we would never be here without y'all. And so many people have reached out to us. And I mean, I have to tell y'all, we even got a message from someone in Tasmania that is following this case. So it's all over the world, and we appreciate all of you. And thank you. And God bless America, because we're grateful we live here. Thank you.
Love always wins.
Thank you for making that phone call.
Love always wins. Love always wins. How many times we heard that? I do have one other statement I'd like to make, believe it or not. I do. I forgot one of the most important things. Ray, what would I do without you? I have one more statement.
Really?
JJ, I love you. Papa wish you were here in other circumstances. Tylee, Papa loves you. Tammy, I never met you. Tammy, you are part of our life. Tammy, I am sorry for what happened to you. My heart hurts. My heart hurts for these three. This is what this has been all about from the very get-go. It started with two children missing. And I stood up and I said, where are the children? Where are the children? Where are the children? Give us back our children. We're not ending this. This is not the end of this. 90 days from today, we will probably meet in Fremont County. The sentence will be handed down. And I'm going to say right now what I'm going to say in three months. Why, Lori? Why, Lori? Why?
Power, sex, and greed.
Power, sex, and greed. For what? For what? Power, sex, and greed. That's all it was. And JJ, Papa misses you. I miss you.
That's Larry Woodcock giving statements outside of the courthouse along with his wife, Kay Woodcock. Of course, they were the grandparents of JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan, the two children that Lori Vallow has now been convicted of murdering in the first degree. We will continue to cover this case for you as it continues on, because as Larry said, it's far from over. There is still the sentencing of Lori Vallow Daybell, and then there is also the trial of Chad Daybell. And even with that, I still think we're far from being done prosecuting those involved in this sick bastardization of religion, of lives that Chad and Lori chose to engage in. We'll keep you up to date right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.